我们今天要开始讲第32章的经文。
We will start from chapter 32.
创世纪第32章。
Genesis 32.
翻到了我们一同来读。雅各仍旧行路，上帝的使者遇见他。雅各看见他们就说，这是上帝的军兵，于是给那个地方起名叫做马哈念。雅各打发人先往西尔地去，就是以东地，见他哥哥以扫，吩咐他们说，你们对我主以扫说，你的仆人雅各这么说，我在拉班那里聚集，在那如今我有牛驴羊群仆婢，现在打发人来报告我主，我要在你眼前蒙恩。所打发的人回到雅各那里说，我们到了你哥哥以扫那里，他带着400人正迎着你来。雅各就甚惧怕，而且愁烦，便把那与他同在的人口和羊群牛群骆驼分作两队，说以扫若来击杀这一队，剩下那一队还可以逃避。雅各说，耶和华我主亚伯拉罕的上帝，我父亲以撒的上帝啊，你曾对我说，回你本地本住去，我要厚待你，你向仆人所施的一切慈爱和诚实，我一点也不配得。我先前自纳作，我的杖过自约旦河，如今我却成了两队了。求你救我脱离我哥哥以扫的手，因为我怕他来杀我，连妻子带儿女一同杀了。你曾说，我必定厚待你，使你的后裔如海边的沙，多得不可胜数。当夜雅各在那里住宿，就从他所有的屋中拿礼物要送给他哥哥以扫，母山羊200只，公山羊20只，母绵羊200只，公绵羊20只，奶穗子的骆驼30只，各带着穗子，母牛40只，公牛10只，母驴20匹，驴驹10匹，每样各分一群，交在仆人手里，就对仆人说，你们要在我前头过去，使群群相离，有空闲的地方。又吩咐进先走的说，我哥哥以扫遇见你的时候问你说，你是那家的人，要往那里去，你前头这些是谁的，你就说是你仆人雅各的，是送给我主以扫的礼物，他自己也在我们中间后边。有吩咐第二第三和一切赶群畜的人说，你们遇见以扫的时候也有这样对他说，并且你们要说，你仆人雅各在我后边，因雅各心里说，我借着在我前头去的礼物解他的恨，那么再见他的面，或者他有拿我，于是礼物先过去。那夜雅各在队中住宿。第22节到第22章最后一节32章，大家一同开声来读。他夜间起来，带着两个妻子两个使女并生一个儿子，都过了雅伯渡口，先打发他们过河，又打发所有人都过去，只剩下雅各一人。有一个人来和他摔跤，直到黎明，那人见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把，雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。那人说，天黎明了，容我去吧。雅各说，你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。那人说，你名叫什么？我说雅各。那人说，你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人角力都得了胜。雅各问他说，请将你的名告诉我。那人说，何必问我的名？于是在那里给雅各祝福。雅各便给那地方起名叫比努以勒，意思说，我面对面见了上帝，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过比努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。故事以色列人不吃大腿窝的筋，直到今日，因为那人摸了雅各大腿的筋。我们读经就到这个地方。 我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你赐下你的灵，光照我们的心，苏醒我们的灵魂，使我们的思想明白你的真理，使我们认识你的方法，你为在我们生命的过程中间为我们预备的造就的原理，使我们的生命因为你自己摸过，我们就与从前不一样。你听我们的祷告，今天晚上求你在我们中间掌权居所为，听我们的祈祷，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿门。创世纪32章完全就讲一件事情。
The whole of chapter 32 is about one thing.
逃避哥哥追杀的雅各。
And that was how Jacob escaped the pursuit of the brother. 怎
样预备心回来见他的哥哥。
And now how he prepared himself to come back.
他哥哥仇恨他几十年。
His brother hated him for decades.
如今他回来的时候。
But now as he returned.
他要怎样见他哥哥呢？
How would he then handle his brother?
这个仇恨没有消解以前。
Before this hatred was solved.
他回来就是一个灾难。
It would be disastrous for him to return.
他回家就是一个危机。
And there will be danger.
所以他要怎样预备他的心理来面对这个历史的包袱呢？
So how would he face this historical burden?
今天我们在人生的过程中间。
In our own life.
曾经犯过一些的错。
We may have made some mistakes.
曾经得罪过一些的人。
And offended some people.
曾经产生一些很不如意、很不好下场的结局。
And have consequences that are unpleasant.
这些事情跟着我们的年龄陪伴着我们进到年老的时候。
And as we grow older, these things will follow us.
让我们见过我们得罪过的人。
And when we meet people who we offended.
当一定跟他们要算账的时候。
And when we try to finish this problem,
心常常没有预备好。
We will often be not prepared.
雅各因为做错了事。
But because Jacob did wrong,
他离开了他的父家。
And he left his father's home.
让他的哥哥没有办法得逞追杀他的计划。
And so his brother did not have the opportunity to kill him.
但是这件事情起初是因为犯错，因为说谎，因为骗了父亲，结果得罪了他自己的哥哥。
He offended his brother because of the lies and because of the scheme he had.
他没有想到这是无法收拾的事情。
He never realized that it would be something he could not solve later.
所以这件事妨碍他心里的平安好久的时间。
And he had not had peace for many years.
当他回来的时候。
And when he returned.
他现在正面对很可怕的未知数。
And now he had an unknown future.
我已经有很大的产业。
I have now a lot of inheritance.
我有很大的家庭。
I have a large family.
我有11个儿子。
I have 11 children.
我有妻，我有妾。
I have a wife and a concubine.
但这些的成功可能一天完全废了，完全被杀。
But all these successes could disappear in a very same day.
所以这些的成功有什么意义呢？
So what is the purpose of all these successes?
如果你有很多的成就，加上你还有一个不肯赦免你的仇敌，那你前途是很黑暗的。
And if you have a lot of successes, but an enemy that would not forgive you, the future is dark.
所以我奉劝大家，尽可能不要制造仇敌。
And so I want to encourage you not to create enemies in your life.
建立友情是很困难的事情。
It is difficult to have friends.
但是消除仇情是更困难的事情。
But it is more difficult to get rid of your enemies.
人与人相遇在这个社会，一定是主的许可，主的安排。
It would be because the Lord has allowed us, and that's why we meet each other.
我们不需要因为自私的缘故而产生别人对我们的仇恨。
And do not have hatred with others just because of self-centeredness.
我们不需要为了暂时的得着。我们建立了永久的乡愁。
We need not have hatred that lasts forever just because of temporal gains.
所以圣经说你们尽力与众人和好。
The Bible says we ought to try our best to have a good relationship with all.
书已告诉我们1000个朋友是不如一个仇敌的。
Our 1000 friends is not comparable to one enemy.
当一个人存心恨你的时候，你有1000个朋友也没办法抵挡他，也没办法帮助你。
In other words, when a person is determined to hate you, it doesn't matter whether you have 1000 friends to help you.
虽然上帝已经应许要厚待雅各。
Although God has promised Jacob that he will be well treated,
已经应许要赐福给他，使他的子孙增加。
That he will be blessed with many descendants.
但是雅各内心的深处没有办法解怀，就是他哥哥仇恨他的这件事情。
But Jacob had no peace because the brothers still hated him.
所以当他回到他的家的时候，
and so when he returned back home,
他就开始思想有怎样的办法来解决这个问题。
He had to find a solution.
他把他的孩子们，把他的牲畜，把他下面的人分成很多很多的队。
What he did was he took his children and all his herds to separate them into many groups.
然后把他自己放在最后方的一个地方。
And he himself was at the father's back.
这种个性不是古代的人作战的办法。
This character is not typical of warfare back then.
古代的人作战一定是英雄走在最前头。
In the ancient days, the hero will go right in front.
后边拉拉队大喊大叫。
And then you have a cheer team at the back.
那当他一生的时候，这些人就冲上去，就得着仇敌的地皮。
And when he had victory, the people at the back would then rush forward to
gain. 不知道从什么时候开始，威越大的将军放到最后面，这一定从雅各开始的。
Perhaps Jacob started the trend where the greatest general will always be farthest behind.
意思是危机来到，你先去死。
In other words, if there's a danger, you go die first.
你们先牺牲，我是最后才要出面的。
All of you sacrifice yourself, I will be the last.
所以他就这样吩咐他的队伍。
And so he commanded his group.
一队一队去。
Group after group.
带很多的牲畜去。
Then many of the herds will go.
先派探子去看看他的哥哥以扫的情形是怎么样。
And first he will send spies to spy on his brother.
探子回来对他说。
And the spy came back.
你哥哥早就听说你要回来了。
And said that your brother knew you are coming back.
他带领四百个人来欢迎你。
And so he brought 400 people, person with him.
这句话不但不使雅各感到高兴放心。
This sentence did not make Jacob happy.
是给他感到很可怕，非常威胁的一件事情。
On the contrary, he was frightened.
欢迎我需要四百个人吗？
Why would 400 men come to welcome me?
四百个人反起面孔对付我，我不只要死四百次吗？
Does that not mean that I'll be killed 400 times over?
所以他心中非常的挂虑。
And so he was very anxious.
这个报告给他不能睡不能吃。
And the messenger's message created a situation of sleepless
night. 这四百个人是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to have 400 men?
这四百个人是要做什么的呢？
What are they going to do to me?
这四百个人对我有什么帮助呢？
Would they be helping me?
所以他就产生了四百个忧虑出来。
And so he had 400 worries.
他有四百倍的挂虑。
400 times of worries.
哥哥带四百个人来欢迎他吗？
My brother has brought 400 men to welcome me.
为什么雅各这么怀疑呢？
Why was he so suspicious?
因为一个说谎的人常常以为全世界人跟他一样说谎。
Because a liar thinks that the whole world lies like him.
一个诡诈的人常常以为全世界喊他一样诡诈。
A crafty person thinks that the whole world is crafty too.
所以他根本不相信别人是诚实。
He would never believe that others would be honest.
法国人有一个成语说，
The French have a proverb.
对说谎人最大的报应就是让他相信全世界都是说谎的，所以他没有办法信任任何一个人。
The greatest punishment for a liar is that he will believe that the whole world lies, so he cannot believe in anyone.
你自己个性是怎么样的？
Whatever character you have,
你就假设全世界的个性都跟你一样。
You will often assume that others are like you.
你自己常常疑惑别人。
If you always suspect others,
你就不相信别人是不可疑惑的。
You would think that other people are suspicious like you.
你自己常用诡计多端去应付别人。
If you always use craftiness against others,
你就以为别人一定照样用诡计多端的阴谋来对付你。
And you always think that people will be plotting against you.
所以这就是即时的刑罚。
And this is an instant punishment.
对一个说谎的人最大的这个刑罚。
The greatest punishment for a person who lies.
不但他一生要跟一个谎子活在一起。
Would be that his entire life he has to live with a liar.
他也一生没有办法相信别人不说谎。
For his whole life, he will not believe that others will not lie.
所以这种公义的自然定律。
This is a natural revenge.
就使雅各没有办法吃，没有办法睡。
Because of that, Jacob had sleepless night.
他就想各样的办法来对付他的哥哥。
And he must think of a solution against his brother.
他的哥哥是不是像他想象的那么坏呢？
Was Esau as bad as he thought?
许多时候我们把别人越想越坏。
Very often, the more we think about it, the more evil others are.
而且我们盼望证明我们推想是对的。
And we always want to prove that we were right after all.
所以我们要表示我的猜想、我的心理、我的预备、我的了解是正确的想法。
And we want to express this idea that we were right after all about the other person.
无形中就帮助他表演你要他表演的角色。
And indirectly, you will make the other person perform in the way you want him to.
这是很深的心理学。
This is a profound psychology.
你先把一个人假设是偷东西的。
First, you assume that this person steals.
然后无意之中流露出你对他的不信任。
And indirectly, you would express your distrust of him.
久而久之，那个人本来不想偷东西，因为你一直怀疑他，他就变成喜欢偷东西了。
After a while, although he did not want to steal because you are suspicious, he will go ahead and steal.
这是另外一个形式的有求必应。
This is another way where you make someone do what you want.
圣经所讲，照着你所愿意的，给你成就，好不好？
Like the Bible says, based on what you want, God will grant it.
我有时候太过天真。
Sometimes I'm very naive.
太过单纯。
And too simple.
所以我先假设每个人都是好的。
So I first assume everybody is good.
但是有时候得到果效啊。
Sometimes it works.
那些人既然认为我是特别信任他的，他就表示他是可信任的，他就表现出非常可信任的态度，后来真的变成可信任的人。
People will then react to me with integrity and they try to act like that. In the end, they really become a person of integrity.
但是如果我把一个人当作是可怀疑的，
But if I am suspicious of someone,
继续假设他一定是一个会偷东西的人，
And continue to assume that he's a person who would steal.
慢慢他就认为我诚实也没有用，反正我怎么做他都怀疑我，就这样我就让他怀疑成功，他就变成偷东西的人。
In the end, the person says, "Doesn't matter what I do, he will be suspicious. I might as well steal."
所以，人与人之间的关系是人间生命里面最重要的一个哲学。
Interpersonal relationship, therefore, is the most important philosophy in our lives.
人生哲学的正与误。
Whether you are right or wrong in the philosophy of life,
就影响你自己的幸福或者灾难。
Would influence whether you have a blessed life or a disastrous life.
雅各从小很聪明。
Jacob was intelligent since young.
雅各从小很自私。
But he was selfish since he was young.
雅各从小会说谎。
And he lied when he was a child.
雅各从小用各样的手段达到他自己要达到的。
And since he was young, he was crafty to use all kinds of schemes.
所以结果他的心理反应。
In the end, his psychological reaction.
把人人都想成就像他这样的一个人。
Create a situation he assumed that all are like him.
这就使他与别人之间的隔膜越来越深了。
So he continued to have a gulf between himself and others.
其实有很多人不像你所想象的那么坏。
In reality, not many people are like what you imagine them to be.
你自己的想象过分。
And because you are too imaginative.
就你使自己的生活没有安宁。
There is then no peace in your own life.
有一个很小的笑话。
There is a joke, small joke.
过分的惧怕是很笨的事情。
That talks about how it's silly to have over suspicion.
他是一个神经病院里面的人。
There was a person in an asylum.
每一个神经病的人发作的时候都像野兽一样很可怕。
Everyone who becomes crazy are like an animal.
所以他们就把他关在一个个别的房间。
And so they all were solitarily confined.
使他们没有办法合群，也没有办法暴动。
Separated, so they cannot have a riot.
因为他都是神经病的人。
All of them were crazy.
那么就租一些人，每一天三餐把东西带到房间给他吃。
And they got some people to deliver food every day to these
people. 那么放进去的时候呢？
And when they deliver the food,
这些人很担心，我马把食物放进去，他突然间神经发作，我来不及逃走怎么办？
And the servants are all very frightened that all these people suddenly go crazy.
所以你可以想象，如果是你要送那食物，你怎么送？
And so if you were the one who had to deliver the food, what would you do?
所以有一个神经最厉害的人。
And that was the person who is most crazy.
送食物的人最怕的就是这个。
And the servants are most frightened of this person.
每次要一直等到那个人睡觉，他打把食物放进去，马上出来把门锁起来，他就平安了。
And you always wait for this guy to go to sleep first, send in the food and quickly escape.
那有一天他走来走去。
And one day as he was walking around,
看到那个很厉害的神经病犯正在睡觉。
He saw that this crazy person was asleep.
他就把门开起来。
And then he quickly opened the door.
就把那一盘的东西放在他的房间里面。
And so he put a plate of food there.
让他出来的时候静悄悄的再把房间开起来，出去了，锁起来就走了。
And suddenly come out of the door and lock it up and went off.
当他快要走的时候
，As he was about to do that，
刚要锁房的时候
，As he was about to lock the door，
那个人哈哈哈哈大笑起来。
Suddenly the crazy man laughed.
他说：“今天我是假睡的。”
He said, "Today I'm not really sleeping."
所以这个人吓死了，钥匙掉在上面就跑了。
And the servant was so afraid he dropped the key and he ran away.
他还来不及关门呢。
He didn't close the door.
那个神经病人就跑出来了。
And the crazy guy came out.
就追他了。
And chased after him.
他想完了完了。
And he said, "Oh no, this is the end."
我这一生就死在这一分钟。
I will be killed by him.
所以他大力跑。
So he ran away.
他不过是讨一份工作赚一点钱生活，那个神经病人是彪彪大汉，力大如牛的。
But the crazy person was very strong.
所以我想这一次一定死了。
And so he thought he must
die. 他尽量跑。
So he tried his best to escape.
这个屁滚尿流也在跑。
I was so anxious.
他那个后面的神一直追，一直追他。
But、this crazy guy kept chasing him.
他跑了很久以后，已经差不多没有力了。
He was weak.
结果越来越慢了。
Slow and slow down.
那个神经病还在跑得很快。
But the crazy guy kept chasing him.
回头一看呢
，He looked back.
他讲这次我死定了。
He said, "Oh, this is the end."
不知要怎么办。
I don't know what to do.
要投降吗
？Do I surrender?
投降的结果是什么
？What is?
要逃跑吗
？Do I escape?
我的力量已经完了。
But I have no more strength.
我要把它当作一场梦嘛。这是事实，不是梦。
But it's not dream, a dream.
所以他软下来的时候呢
，As soon as he slowed down,
他就跌在路边了。
He fell down.
原来那个神经病的人跑来了以后
，After the crazy guy reached him,
碰到他的时候
，I touch him,
就说抓到了。
And he said, "Oh, I got you."
现在
，Now,
轮到你抓我。
Your turn to catch me.
原来不过如此的。
It was just a game.
那个人不是要杀他。
He was not even a
killer. 他是神经病的。
He was crazy.
还印象中你每个礼拜每天都给我饭吃，你是好人。
And so for the crazy guy, this guy delivers the food. So
但我也跟你玩一玩嘛。
So let us play a game.
我追你摸一摸，你也追我摸一摸，我们看哪一个摸得快一点。
So you can't tag me back.
所以这个人想象太可怕了。
And so he imagined it wrongly.
他想他要抓我了。
He thought he's going to
catch me. 他要杀我了。
He's going to kill me.
他要咬我了。
He's going to bite me.
他要使我死了。
He's going to kill
me. 所以他快快跑。
So he quickly escaped.
那个人不过是要点他一下，完了，嘿嘿，现在赶过来，你追我好不好？
He just wanted to play a game of tag.
他马上昏倒了。
Immediately faint.
我告诉你，很多人并不像你想象那么坏。
So not many people are like as bad as you think they are.
你也不必诡计多端的预防这个预防那个。
And you don't have to really prevent all these people.
雅各回去他家的时候
，When Jacob returned home,
那个时候他妈妈已经死了。
His mother had passed away.
爱他的死了，恨他的还在，这个很不好吗
？And the person who hated him was still alive.
我们很盼望恨我们快快死，爱我们的长命一点。
We always wish that the people who hate us die quickly.
但是许多事情与我们的愿望是相违的。
But many things are not what we wish.
最爱雅各的死了。
The person that most loved Jacob died.
最恨雅各的还在。
But the person who hated him most
hated. 那怎么办呢？
So what
he would do? 想象他哥哥多么坏，多么坏。
He kept imagining how evil his brother was. 其实
不是如此。
But not so in reality.
如果你继续看到三十三章的时候
，If you continue to chapter 33,
你发现以扫跟雅各相抱的时候。痛哭流泪。
You find that Esau embraced the brother and wept.
虽然你骗过我
，although you have deceived me.
年少的时候，你用各样的办法来欺骗我。
And when we were young, you used all sorts of methods to deceive me.
但是雅各跟以扫是亲兄弟。
But they were blood brothers.
他们的各样的弱点之内，还有他们良心，还有他们好处在哪里？
And although they have weaknesses, they still have a conscience.
为什么雅各的怀疑这么厉害呢
？Why was Jacob so suspicious?
自己是个心术不正的人。
He himself was not too good.
心术不正的人常常以为别人跟他一样是心术不正。
And because he was not right in his heart, he thought everybody was the same.
一个爱说谎欺骗的人，常以为全世界人都像他一样是爱说谎爱欺骗。
A person who loves to lie thinks that the entire world would be just like him.
就这种错误的心理反应是产生自我折磨、自我摧残、自我吃亏的痛苦。
And because of these mistakes, you will be torturing yourself all your life.
但是雅各除这个以外，他没有别的办法来应付这件事情。
But Jacob had no other way to react to this.
因为罪人最聪明的时候，还是用犯罪的头脑、犯罪的聪明去解决罪人之间的问题。
Because even when a sinner is at his most intelligent point, he is still using a fallen mind to solve the problem.
越想越可怕，越想越厉害的时候。
The more he think about it, the more frightening it was.
最后就做了一个很没有良心的决定。
And in the end, he had this solution that had no conscience.
很不懂羞耻的决定。
A shameless decision.
很得罪妻子儿女的决定。
A decision that actually sinned against his wife.
你们先过河吧。
What he said was, all of you go first.
哥哥的仇恨在前头。
Because the hatred of my brother is ahead.
他恨的就是我。
He hated me.
所以他把他妻子孩子都当作替死鬼。
And so he sent his wife and the children ahead to take his place.
把自己留在岸的这边。
He himself was on the other side of the shore.
孩子们全部上船过到岸的那边。
All the children would go onto the boat to go across.
只留下他一个人。
And he himself was there alone.
他要逃的时候， 就有办法了。
So that he could escape if he needed to.
以扫要追过来的时候还要过江。
Esau would still need to cross the river.
当他过江的时候，正是好我最后拔腿而跑的最后一个机会。
It would be the best opportunity for him to escape.
雅各是一个伟大的人吗？
Was he then a great person?
雅各在追求神的恩典，在抓住上帝应许的时候，他是绝对是第一流的人。
He was the greatest when he comes to grabbing hold of the opportunity and grace of God.
但是当他在困难的中间，为了知识的缘故，他成为最下流的人。
But in his own selfishness, he was the most despicable.
让妻子孩子先去死。
He sent his wife and children to die first.
自己保留在最安全的地方。
And he stayed in the safest place.
在最后被杀的可能的范围里面。
The least possibility of being killed.
他那一晚上睡在这一边。
And on the night he went to the other side.
独自一个人。
Alone.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible says.
天亮快要到的时候。
When morning was about to come,
突然间有一个人来见他。
Suddenly a person met him,
就与他一同摔跤。
And wrestled with him.
这个人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
我相信他一定吓死了，以为就是以扫。
I believe Jacob must have thought that it was Esau.
我把所有的孩子、妻子都打发到哪边了？难道你来找我吗？
Now I've sent all my wives and kids over the other side, and you suddenly appear.
天的还很暗。
It was daybreak.
所以他看不清楚。
It was not clear.
很有可能他想，这个就是以扫来追讨他的。
Perhaps he thought Esau has arrived.
因为他心，他的生命中间，他的心中间没有办法消散仇恨的哥哥有一天要抱住他的这个事实的可能。
His heart, he will always harbor the fact that the brother will come and take revenge.
这个人不是以扫。
But this person was not Esau.
这个人是上帝的使者。
This person was a messenger of God.
他就来雅各这里跟他摔跤。
He came to wrestle with Jacob.
当雅各发现他不是以扫的时候，雅各心里就比较定下来了。
And it was easier for Jacob realizing that this was not Esau.
他就把整个身体所有的力量来应付这个挑战的一个使者。
And he spent his entire strength to fight with this messenger.
圣经告诉我们，
The Bible says,
当他们真的摔跤的时候呢，
When they were wrestling,
忽然间这个天使呢感觉到他不容易胜过雅各。
Suddenly the messenger of God discovered it was difficult for him to win.
这表示雅各在战斗上，在摔跤上，在体魄上，他在运动显出的体力上是非常超越过人的。
It means that Jacob must have been physically very strong in all aspects.
真是个不可易容的人。
He was not a person to be taken lightly with.
他像一只雄狮一样的。
Like a lion.
所以他跟人争斗的时候。
So when he fought physically.
很警醒。
He was alert.
很勇敢。
He was courageous.
很坚守。
He was persevering.
绝对不妥协的人。
And he would not compromise.
这个个性很特别。
His character was very special.
圣经记载那个人看自己。没有办法胜过雅各。
The Bible says the man saw that he could not overpower him.
所以那个人突然间把手伸出来，在他的大腿窝的地方抓了一把。
And suddenly he touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
雅各给他一抓了一把以后呢
？And when his hip was touched,
筋就转了。
All of a sudden he was
扭伤了。
And he became hurt.
就这样，整个身体没有力，就这样倒下去了。
And he was weak and then fell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
这件事在讲什么呢？
What is this incident telling us about?
是不是上帝的使者真正输给一个人呢？
Was it that the messenger of God could not defeat a human being?
这个上帝的使者到底是谁呢？
Who was this messenger of God?
如果他是从上帝差派的天使，
If he was an angel sent by God,
圣经岂不是说天使是上帝的使者，是大有能力，是遵行上帝命令的超自然的受造物吗？
The Bible tells us that angels are supernatural, they are powerful, they obey commands of God.
怎么可能天使的力量输过一个人的力量？
How could it be that an angel could not defeat a human being?
如果他真是上帝差来的使者，
If he was indeed the messenger of God,
他的能力一定大得不得了。
Surely he must have great power.
为什么这个使者忽然间感觉到自己没有办法胜过雅各呢？
Why would this messenger suddenly be defeated?
在真实的摔跤的规律中间，
In the rules of wrestling,
可以不可以有这个小动作把他大腿我把他抓一把让他倒下去呢？
Can you cheat and touch his hip?
到底这发生什么事情？
What does the incident actually mean?
这里面蕴藏的树林的知识是很可怕的。
There are frightening spiritual lessons here.
雅各从生下来直到今天，
From the day he was born,
虽然敬畏上帝
，Jacob feared God，
虽然奋力抓住上帝的应许
，Although he grabbed hold of all promises of God，
最渴慕是天上的福气，不是地上的福气
，Although he thirsts after blessings from heaven and not from earth，
他有这伟大的理想
，He had all these great ideas，
他要做长子。
He wanted to be the firstborn.
最高的福分。
He wanted the greatest blessing.
还有父亲跟他的赐福。
He wanted the blessing from the father.
不愿意落人之后。
He didn't want to be behind.
伟大的理想。
He did have great ideas.
伟大的心智。
And great ambition.
伟大的方向。
And great direction.
是我们绝对不可否认的。
And we cannot deny all these things.
他曾经用不好的手段。
But he used evil means.
用欺骗的方法。
He used deception.
用物质的利诱。
He seduced others with material.
得到一些不发的事情。
To get things we ought
not to have. 所以雅各的生活是很矛盾的。
So there was irony in his life.
雅各的生命是有很多我们不能了解的事情。
There are many things we could not understand.
神不喜悦他的一些事。
God is not pleased with some of the things he did.
神也喜悦他的另外一些事。
Although God was pleased with other aspects of his life.
生出来这个亚伯渡口这一段的时间里面。
And so from the time he was born till the time he crossed the river,
他是一个靠着自己聪明长大的人。
He was a person that grew up based on his own intelligence.
依靠自己的聪明。
He relied on his own intelligence.
不是仰赖耶和华。
Not upon God.
他知道属灵的福气很重要。
He knew spiritual blessings was important.
他知道长子的名分很重要。
He knew it was important to be the firstborn.
他知道天上的福气很重要。
He knew heavenly blessings were important.
这就经历了许多人很追求属灵的价值。
Like today, many people go for spiritual values.
很多人很喜欢听上帝的话语。
Many people like to listen to the word of God.
很多人很愿意圣灵给你的恩赐。
Many people want spiritual blessing from the Holy Spirit.
很多人盼望你的永生中间有神的祝福。
Many people want to be blessed in eternity by God.
都是很好的事情。
These are good things.
实际上你的做法是不对的。
But practically you may have used other methods.
你的手段是毒辣的。
Your methods may be evil.
你一切的策略都是自私的。
And your strategies were self-centered.
所以你依靠自己的聪明。
You have relied on your own intelligence.
虽然得了很多好的事情。
Perhaps many good things happen.
得了很多属灵的价值。
Many spiritual values happen. 但
是上帝可以不可以让一个愿意追求属灵的人继续过属肉体的生活呢？
But would God allow a person who is spiritual to continue to live a decadent life?
这是今天基督教里面很大的矛盾的事情。
This is a great irony in Christianity today.
很多很爱主的人在一些的事情上比非基督徒更不如。
There are many people who really love the Lord, but they were worse than non-Christian in some areas.
而在教会外面有很多很好的人，因为他比基督徒更好，所以他们一点不盼望加入教会。
But there are many people outside of the church because their behavior is better than Christian, they would never want to join the Christianity.
这样的例子比比皆是。
So many of such examples.
在你所交的朋友里面有很多很有分量、很有道德的人，他就是不要信耶稣。
In among your friends, there will be some people who live ethical life, but they do not want to believe.
在你教会里面就有很多很爱主、很爱读经、很爱参加聚会的人，做生意乱七八糟。
But in your church, there will be some businessmen who use decadent means, although they really love the Lord and want to listen to God's word.
我告诉雅各是一个有血有肉，是很多基督徒生命写照的一个特别特别的一个例子。
And Jacob is a very special character that is reflective of many Christians today.
他进修会一定参加的。
He will surely attend your Bible camp.
他重要的道一定要注意听的。
He surely listen to important sermons.
最重要的圣经他一定会背的。
He will be able to memorize the most important Bible verses.
他属灵的原则他都了解的。
He will know all spiritual principles.
但是叫他做出利害关系的时候。
But when the crux come,
他马上忘记了属灵原则，先想自己得到什么好。
He will forget spiritual principles and take care of himself first.
这样的基督徒多得不得了。
And so many such Christians around.
那么上帝对这种矛盾的基督徒生活，他怎么处理呢？
How would God handle such ironical Christian life?
他一方面许可你追求属灵的长进。
On the one hand, God will allow you to pursue spirituality.
一方面暂时让你用肉体的办法达到你属灵的目标。
And temporarily he will allow you to use methods of the flesh to achieve your goal.
神一定要算账。
But God will hold you accountable.
当上帝的时间到的时候。
And when his time is up.
他的审判要从他的家开始。
His judgment will come first from his house.
公义的原则一定要施行他最爱的儿女身上。
The principle of justice will first be applied to the people he loves.
所以今天上帝所差遣的使者
，And so today the messenger of God
来面对雅各的时候
，was sent to face Jacob.
雅各从生出来到今天，从来没有想象的事情。
And something unimaginable to Jacob happened.
上帝许可你犯罪很久了。
God may have allowed you to sin for a long time.
上帝闭着眼睛让你没有受到他的见识很久。
He may have closed his eyes seemingly for a long time.
上帝给你的这些宽容。
God may have been tolerant to you.
你一点不周到是上帝的普遍恩惠。
And you never realized that it was his common grace.
你以为上帝是可以轻慢的。
You thought that God could be taken lightly.
你以为上帝是可以玩弄的。
You thought that you can fool around with God.
你以为你总是靠自己的聪明可以胜过上帝的计划。
You thought that by your own methods you can win over the plan of God.
神的耐性停止的时候。
But when God stopped being patient with you.
神的时间大到的时候。
When his time is up.
他不多动作。
There will not be much action.
只有把你身上的一点把它抓一下。你就终身成为残废的人。
All you need to do is touch a certain part of your life, and you will be disabled for the rest of your life.
很多的基督徒还没有被上帝抓一把。
Many Christians have not been touched by God yet.
他总以为我怎么做都不要紧嘛。
They always think that well, I can do whatever I want.
我犯罪还是顺利嘛。
When I sin, I still can continue.
我抵挡上帝，他还是顺利。
And when I oppose God, He still forgive me.
我骗人还是成功。
I deceive others, I'm still successful.
我的生意好好的。
My business is good.
我的妻子孩子好好的。
My wife's children, they're all well.
我的产业没有受损。
I still have lots of possessions.
上帝总是照顾我的嘛。
God still take care of me.
这种把上帝照顾你当作是必然的，这种错误的恩典观。有一点一定要受对付。
And one day God will hold you accountable to this wrong concept of God's grace.
上帝差遣耶利米对以色列人说
，God sent Jeremiah to say to the Israelites,
你们要受审判的
，You will be judged.
你们要喝酒东倒西醉的
，Are you all drunkard?
我要把耶路撒冷交给仇敌去焚烧它。
And I will give Jerusalem to your enemies to burn it up.
他们说这只是你一个人讲的。
He said to Jeremiah, "You are the only one who said this."
你以为以色列只有一个先知吗
？You think you are the only prophet in the whole of Israel?
这里有几百个先知，他们都是神学院毕业的，他们学位比你还更高。
We have hundreds of prophets here graduated from the seminary. They are more qualified than you are.
我们听到，难道只单单听你一个人
？Surely we are not just listening to your own sermon.
他们讲道学比你更好。
They are better in sermon than you are.
他们的学问比你更大。
They have greater academic qualification.
他们有许多的话都是为了爱国，为了我们以色列民族的好处讲出来的。
And they say things because they love our nation, they love the Israelites.
何况上帝是以色列上帝。
And certainly God is the God of Israel.
难道上帝不会照顾他的百姓？
Surely God will take care of His people.
难道上帝真的会让他的百姓给巴比伦所毁灭吗？
God will not allow His people to be destroyed by the Babylonians.
像你这样不爱国不爱民的先知。
You are a prophet that doesn't love your people and love your nation.
才不听你。
So we will not listen to you.
我们至少有一个王牌。
We at least have a trump card.
全地的主只有一个圣殿，这个圣殿是在我们耶路撒冷的。
The Lord of the entire earth has one temple and the temple is in Jerusalem.
虽然我们有许多错误的事情。
Although we may have made many mistakes.
上帝为他自己殿的缘故，一定赐福，一定照顾，不可能像你所讲的把我们丢弃。
Surely for the sake of his own temple, God will continue to protect us.
当全民有这种错误的民族的这种自尊跟民族的这种自傲的时候。
When all the people have the same, make the same mistakes in pride.
In the national pride.
In national pride.
我的国
is my kingdom.
我这个民族
my people.
是绝对比别人更好的。
We are better than others.
不可能有什么灾难来到。
Not possible to have disaster.
上帝的灵感动耶利米。
The Spirit of God inspired Jeremiah.
耶利米讲了一句话重复三次。
And Jeremiah repeated the same thing three times.
他说你们不要心里说这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。这是耶和华的殿。
Do not say to yourself, this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God, this is the temple of God.
这个三次什么意思呢？
Three times.
隐藏着圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的上帝。
Implicitly about God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
以色列人观念中间不是三位一体的事情。
But not so for the Israelite in their concept.
他们就一再重复来坚固他们错误的信仰。
time and again they reaffirm their wrong teachings.
这是耶和华的殿。
Because this is the temple of God.
上帝的殿在这里。
The temple of God is here.
上帝怎么许可仇敌毁灭他自己呢？
Surely God will not allow the enemies to destroy himself.
上帝怎么许可把他的殿交给巴比伦去烧掉？
He will not give his temple to the Babylonians to be burned.
所以神为了他自己的名。
For the sake of his own name.
神为了他自己的殿。
For his sake of his own temple.
他一定会照顾以色列。
God will take care of the Israelites.
所以耶利米，你去吧。
So Jeremiah, be gone.
你所讲的话是不可能的。
Your words are impossible.
神是照顾他百姓的。
God will take care of his people.
人可以从圣经找出许许多多上帝不会丢弃他百姓的应许来自己安慰自己。
We will have self-consolation by looking for many verses about how God will not forsake us.
当上帝执行他的原则的时候，他不会把这些当作是一个拦阻。
But God will not consider this as obstacle when he does his principle.
所以耶利米说，你们不要心里说，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。我奉主的名对你说，耶和华如此说，你们一定要被掳离开耶路撒冷，圣殿被烧70年。流浪在外面的地方。
And Jeremiah declared that this, you cannot keep saying that this is the temple of God. In the name of the Lord, I tell you that you will be captured, the temple will be burned, and you will be away for 70 years.
耶利米要讲的是什么呢？
What was Jeremiah saying?
打破他们错误的宗教迷信。
He was trying to break their religious superstition.
打破他们以为上帝主动为了殿一定保护犯罪的人。
To break this concept that because of the temple, God will protect the sinners.
神才不管这个。
God would not be anxious about this.
上帝可以让他自己的殿让仇敌烧掉，上帝可以自己离开他的百姓，让他的百姓受尽羞辱，使他们可以悔改。
God is able to allow his temple to be burnt, his people to be humiliated, that they may repent.
所以呢，耶利米的话是真话。
Therefore, Jeremiah spoke the truth.
但是很难听的话。
But people would not listen to it.
所以以色列人就把耶利米把他绑起来，把他丢在井里，羞辱他，要看看耶路撒冷没有灭亡，你才自讨羞辱。
And the Israelites bound him up, threw him into a deserted well to see how he was wrong.
上帝的灵再感动但以理。
And the Spirit of God inspired Daniel.
但以理提到这句话。
And Daniel said this.
上帝真是用耶利米，甚至讲清楚。要被掳去70年才能回来。
That God truly used the prophet Jeremiah to prophesy that they will be away for 70 years. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹， Dear brothers and sisters,
真的传道人支持真的传道人。
A true preacher will support a true preacher.
真的传道人虽然数量只有一两个。
Although there may be one or two of them.
有许多假的传道人是为了迎合人的需要。讲讨人喜欢的信息。
There are many false preachers that will compromise for the sake of his audience.
所以耶利米受尽痛苦。
So Jeremiah suffered greatly.
耶利米讲真实的话。
Because he spoke the truth.
难道雅各永远是受上帝祝福吗？
Will Jacob be blessed by God forever?
难道上帝的鞭不会临到雅各的身上吗？
Would God not chastise him?
因为你是寻找上帝的。
Because you seek God.
因为你是奋力抓住上帝的。
Because you grab hold of opportunity of God.
因为你是真正得着的长子名分蒙上帝这些赐福的人。
Because you were blessed by God, because you have the firstborn.
那么神的审判就不会临到你吗？
Does that mean that God will not judge you?
神的怒气不会临到你吗？
Or that the wrath of God will not come upon you?
不是如此。
Not so.
当你从小长大，依靠自己的聪明，也追求属灵的事情，却没有在正义的事情上行应当做的事情的时候。
If you grow up using your own methods, although you may be seeking after spiritual thing, but you do not live a life of justice,
神先让你。
God may allow you to do this.
神先许可。
He may just let you be.
他的眼睛半开半闭等候你。
He may have closed one eye, but he's waiting for you.
你还不悔改。
For you to repent.
你就是正在聚集上帝对你的愤怒。
You will then continue the wrath of God.
所以呢，罗马书第二章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 2 says,
你这无知的人啊，
You who are ignorant,
你不知道上帝宽容忍耐你。
Do you not know that God has been tolerant to you?
到今天还没有审判你。
And he has not judged you till today.
乃是等候你悔改吧。
It was because he's waiting for you to repent.
你不但不悔改。
Not only do you not repent,
继续玩弄上帝给你的恩典。
You have continued to abuse the grace of God.
正在除去上帝的愤怒。
Accumulating the wrath of God.
直到盈满的时候。
Till when it is fulfilled.
做一次算账。
God will hold you accountable.
所以我告诉你，
I tell you this,
雅各从生出来，
from the day he was born,
一直过一个上帝一定特别赐福我，我一个样的手段都不要紧的这种生活。
Jacob left a life where he believed that God will always be with him.
直到今天时间到了，
till now the time was up,
上帝突然间抓他一把，
suddenly God touched him,
然后呢就离开他了，
and then left.
那个时候他已经站不起来了，
then he could not stand up anymore.
本来他是胜的。
Although he seemed to have victory,
耶和华的使者失败的。
And the messenger of God failed.
其实耶和华的使者怎么会败给一个人呢？
How could the messenger of God fail?
我告诉你，这个耶和华的使者是谁呢？
Who was this messenger of God?
雅各问他，你名叫什么？
Jacob asked him, what is your name?
他说，你不必问我名叫什么。
He said, you need not ask me what your name is.
我们怎么知道这个人是谁呢？
So how would we know who this person was?
突然三更半夜，
in the middle of the night,
天还没有黎明以前。
At daybreak,
他出现来与雅各摔仗。
Suddenly he appeared to wrestle with Jacob.
这个人是谁呢？
Who was this person?
我告诉你，
I tell you this.
这个人就是道成肉身以前的耶稣。
This was Jesus Christ before he came in the flesh.
这是神以人形显现的圣子。
The Son of God who came in the image of man.
这就是以后要住在人间的以马内利。
Emmanuel, God who will live with us in the future.
突然间出现。
Suddenly he appeared.
以人的身体出现。
In the human flesh,
以人的形状、人的力量出现。
In human strength and human image,
就跟雅各摔跤了。
And wrestled with Jacob.
为什么呢？
Why?
他要进一步亲自造就雅各。
He want to continue to build Jacob up.
但是他要算账。
But he will hold him accountable.
他要打下雅各。
He will defeat him.
那为什么呢？这个天使就是耶稣的话。
If this messenger was Jesus Christ,
为什么他好像估计到自己很难胜雅各呢？
Why was he a person who thought he could not overpower him?
不是耶稣胜过雅各。
It was not for Jesus to overpower him.
是因为他先限制自己的力量，在与雅各等量齐观的事情上来与雅各摔跤。
He was wrestling with God by limiting his own physical strength.
就像你做父亲的人，
like you as a father,
当你要跟你的孩子打的时候。
If you want to fight with your son,
你先自己说，孩子是孩子。
You must first tell yourself, this is a child.
孩子力量大概是这么多。
He's about this strong.
你就限制自己变成一个像孩子没有多大力的人来跟他打仗。
So you limit your own strength when you play with your son.
你这就是公正的父亲。
Then you are just father.
如果你是一个把自己的父亲超过孩子几倍的力量拿来打仗，你是小人。
You are quite despicable if you whack your child using your overwhelming power.
你记得你小的时候，
when you are young,
你的父亲的手你放不开来，然后你试试看把一个绳子一个绳子抓出来，那你父亲呢，结果就让你胜了，你很高兴，我胜了，那他也很高兴，因为你可以胜他了。
You try to pry open your father's hand and he let you do it, then you think you have victory over him.
有没有父亲故意装到最后给他的孩子三个钟头满头大汗还打不开的？
Would that be a father who just insists in not letting the child win?
我们做过人的孩子，
We have been a child.
我们有些也做过人的父亲，
Some of us are fathers.
所以你孩子很辛苦把一个拔掉的时候，他有所成就感了。
Your child has a sense of accomplishment. He can pry open your fingers.
他的成就感就是你做父亲的失败感吗？
Does that mean that you have failed as a father?
他半死半活把第二个拉出来，
你 try his best, he pry open your fingers. First one, the second one, the third one.
你那时候不但甘愿他胜，
you may not be willing that he win.
你故意就把第四、第五个抓得很紧。
And the last two, you held on tight.
然后他用半个钟头。
And he may spend 30 minutes.
还没有打开的时候。
And when he cannot pry open your fingers.
你心里是说，你才知道我还是父亲。
In your heart, you say, then now you know I'm still a father.
你不要以为你很厉害。
I don't think you are so clever.
但是到了半个钟头以后。
After half an hour.
你看他差不多病了。
You look at the child, he's almost sick.
你看他满头大汗了。
Perspiring.
你父亲的心就这么说了。
As a father, you say.
我就让你胜了。
Now I let you win.
反正你败了，我送你进医院更贵。
Oh, now I have to send you to the hospital.
我就让你胜了。
So I let you win.
所以你的孩子用 九牛二虎之力开了以后呢，
那我胜了，
很高兴呢。
Very happy.
你说好了，就结束了，免得送你进医院很麻烦的。
Father said, "Okay, fine."
你累到这个地步，让你生。
So tired now.
当神与人摔跤的时候
，When God wrestled with man,
他故意把自己的能力限制在以我们等量齐观的地步里。
He first limited his physical strength to the same as us.
所以才有这句话。
And so that verse appeared.
他看自己不能胜过雅各。
The man saw that he could not overpower him.
因为他为自己所定的那个能力的范围就在那里。
He set his strength at that level.
但是这句话不等于说上帝输给人。
It doesn't mean that God will lose to man.
为什么呢
？Why?
当他一抓雅各一把的时候
，As he touched Jacob's hip,
雅各就终身瘸腿了。
For the rest of his life, Jacob was crippled.
几十年医不好了。
For decades, he was not healed.
这不是上帝的能力吗
？Does it not demonstrate the power of God?
他只抓一把。
Just a touch.
如果这个上帝的使者忽然间大发脾气抓他十把怎么样呢
？The messenger of God get angry, touch him everywhere.
他瘫痪在哪里
？He will be paralyzed.
但永远像死猪一条跑不起来。
He will be dead.
神怜悯你
，God had mercy.
对付你
，When he take care of you.
教训你
，When he chastise you.
鞭打你的时候
，When he rebuke you.
你不要埋怨他
，Do not grumble.
你要感谢上帝
，You need to give thanks.
落在上帝手里比落在仇敌手里是更好的。
It is better to be in the hands of God than to be in the hands of our enemies.
上帝所爱的他必管教。
God will chastise all who he loves.
上帝把你抓一把的时候。
And so when he touch you.
就结束了你的诡诈、你的骄傲、你的自以为意的前半生。
Your previous life of deception, arrogance, and self-righteousness will be ended.
然后从今天的管教开始。
And from the chastisement of today.
你就从你的傲慢的宝座下来了。
You will come down from your throne of pride.
你就从自以为聪明的错误的幻想下来。
And you will escape from this wrong concept of your self-reliance.
你就用你自己的这个诡计多端、自私自利的这种术士的方法论下来了。
And you will come down from your worldly methods of deception and selfishness.
然后你要预备。
Then you will be prepared.
我要去了。
Then I will go.
妻子儿女去了。
My children and wife went.
我也要过去了。
Now I have to cross the river.
我一过去的时候
，And as I crossed,
我是绝对没有办法逃走的。
There will then be no escape.
雅各这么败坏
，Jacob was so evil.
他让孩子、妻子先去死。
He asked his wives and children to go and die.
哥哥要来抓他的时候
，When my brother is going to come,
要来算账的时候
，When he want to chase after me,
他大推自跑。哥哥比他年老，他比。哥哥更年轻，他一定跑得掉。
He knew that he could escape because he was much younger than his brother.
但是上帝说：“你用这样的办法解决你的问题吗
？”But God said, "Is this the way you solve your problem?"
你还留一条路给自己跑吗
？Are you still trying to escape by yourself?
我抓住你的大腿，我给你连跑都没有路跑。
I will now touch your hip that you may not escape.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
太多太聪明的基督徒。
There are so many intelligent Christians around.
又自私又诡诈。
We are selfish, we are deceptive.
一方面侍奉上帝，一方面凭着自己的诡诈活在这个世界上。
On the one hand, we serve God. On the other hand, we live in the world by our own methods.
请问你这种不负责任的基督徒，要到什么时候？
My question is, how long will you live this irresponsible lifestyle?
求主的手抓住你一把。
I ask that the Lord's hand will touch you.
把你的力量。
That your strength,
把你的傲慢
that your arrogance,
把你的自私
that your selfishness,
把你的诡计多端
your deceptive
ways, 把你的阴险
by your evilness,
把你假的树林
your false spirituality,
把它抓住了
the Lord will grab hold of all of them,
摔下去
that you will fall,
你永远爬不起来
that you will not get up again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
当天使做完这件事情以后
after the messenger did this,
他就说让我走吧
He said, "Let me go."
雅各讲一句话。
Jacob said,
你若不为我祝福，你不可以走。
I will not let you go unless you bless me.
雅各的脚已经没有力了。
He was already limp.
雅各的手还有力。
But his hands still have strength.
上帝的使者抓住。
So he grabbed hold of the servant of God.
求你祝福我。
And said, "Bless me."
你管教了我以后，你还要祝福我。
After you have chastised me, you must bless me.
你怎么打下去？你要扶我起来。
Now you must help me get up.
所以这个使者就为雅各祝福。
And so the messenger blessed him.
他问他你名叫什么
？And asked him, "What is your name?"
我名叫雅各。
He said, "Jacob."
你名叫什么
？What is your name?
你不必问我名叫什么。
The messenger said, "You need not ask."
雅各说我是雅各的时候
，When Jacob said, "My name is Jacob."
雅各的意思就是抓住的意思。
The word Jacob means I grab hold.
啊，天使说你要改名。
The messenger said change your name.
你不要再名叫雅各。
You are no longer called Jacob.
你一生抓抓抓抓到的一切都会失去的。
All the things you grab in your life, you will lose.
你很抓对不对？
You like to grab.
你很会抓对不对？
You like to go grab.
你常常抓对不对？
You always do that.
你抓了几百次，跟我现在抓你一次，哪一个厉害？
Compared to my touch of you, which one is more important?
你抓了这么多。
You grab so many things.
我只抓你一次，你永远残废。
But I grab you once, and you're crippled for life.
我们千万不要跟上帝开玩笑。
Do not take God lightly.
等神的管教来到的时候。
When the chastisement of God comes,
用你最厉害的办法来对付你。
He will use the best method that you have to take care of you.
你最会抓吗？
You like to grab?
来，我抓一次给你看。
And now God will grab you once.
你很厉害吗？
You think you're very clever?
把你的厉害打下去。
I will destroy your cleverness.
你才知道从今以后。
Then you know from now onwards.
你不能再靠自己。
You cannot rely on yourself.
你不能自以为聪明。
You cannot treat your own intelligence.
我是你的上帝。
Because I am your God.
你在我手中被我一抓的时候，你所抓的全部没有了。
And once I grab hold of you, all that you have grabbed will disappear.
这一件的经验里面的隐藏的属灵的意思太深了。
And so this incident had profound spiritual lessons.
所以天使给他祝福以后。
After the messenger blessed him.
给他起名。
His name was changed.
不再叫做雅各。
Your name will no longer be Jacob.
你名字要叫以色列。
But Israel.
以色列什么意思呢？
What does Israel mean?
就是从两个字并起来的。
It is a combination of two words.
Ezra.
The word Ezra.
加上 Elohim.
And Elohim.
Israel.
Ezra.
什么叫 Israel?
What does it mean?
以色列。
Israel.
以色列什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
上帝的王子。
The Prince of God.
哇， you should be called the Prince of God.
你的名字是上帝的王子。
You should be called the Crown Prince of the Creator.
是创造主的王太子。
你是皇太子。
You are the Crown Prince.
一个怎样的皇太子呢？
What sort of Crown Prince?
一个瘸腿的皇太子。
A crippled one.
一个没有办法健步行走的皇太子。
One that could not walk properly.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神对付了你。
Because God has chastised you.
骄傲打下去。
Removing your arrogance.
神把你力量打下去。
And took away your strength.
把你最优美的走路的形态把它拽下去。
And take away your most beautiful walking.
从那一天开始。
From that day onwards.
雅各不像在过去那样走路。
Jacob no longer walked like the past.
他变成一个跛脚的样。
He has become a crippled.
没有办法再骄傲。
He can no longer be arrogant.
没有办法再夸口。
He can no longer boast.
那男人的英姿没有了。
He has no longer this manly look.
雄赳赳气昂昂的稳步向前走的这个伟大的健将现在没有了。
His confident stride as he walked has disappeared.
他变成世界最难看的人。
He become most ugly.
他走路的时候。
When he walked.
有点像乞丐。
Like a beggar.
也像病夫。
Like a sick person.
一点不像年轻人。
Not like a young person anymore.
一点不像男人。
Not like a man.
一点不像能自己站立的人。
Not like a warrior.
所以他站的时候
so when he stood,
腿是缺了一个的
he was a crippled.
走的时候
and when he walked,
身体永远歪一边的
forever he must limp.
整个体力撑住的骨头
the whole strength must support one side.
现在重心已经转移了
the center of gravity has
moved. 所以他要重新以后
from now onwards,
每一步要用不同的体态去撑住他全身的重量
every step he has to use different strength.
他的形状
His shape
令人不敢到羡慕
would not be envious to others.
走路的形状
and as he walked,
从今每天都要给人家轻看
every day people would despise him.
孩子过路的时候会说瘸腿来了瘸腿的人来
the children will likely laugh at him.
他怎么咒骂也没有用
it doesn't matter how you curse them.
孩子会更轻看他
the children will just despise him.
他求医也没有用
it doesn't matter whether you go to the doctor.
倒下去的是上帝，不是人。
It was God who enabled this to happen.
人不能帮助他。
So he could find no help.
上帝对付他。
When God rebuked him.
今天开始。
From today onwards.
他没有形象可言。
There are no shapes anymore.
没有荣耀可言。
No glory.
没有健康可言。
No health.
没有过去的好的姿态可言。
And no glorious shape of the past.
他就永永远远变成一个残废的人。
And forever he became this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝的手在他的身上。
The hand of God was upon him.
但是我要另外一方面告诉你。
But I want to see this from another angle.
上帝的手没有在一个人身上动工以前。
Before the hand of God touched a person.
这个人荣耀是假的。
The glory of this person is not real.
这个人成就是暂时的。
And his successes are temporal.
上帝 对付你、管教你、鞭打你的时候，在你身上动了工以后
，When God chastises you, rebuild you, and work upon you，
你心灵树立的生命才开始真正觉悟、真正成长起来。
Then your spiritual life will have a true reawakening。
现在雅各知道了。
Jacob now knows。
给天使这么一摸。
Now that the messenger of God has grabbed hold of him。
他去见雅各的时候。
When he would see Esau。
他只有死路一条。
He has is facing death。
除了上帝帮助他。
Other than the help from God。
他一定死在以扫的面前。
He will surely die before Esau。
他连逃走的本钱都没有了。
He could not escape anymore。
这个时候。
At this moment,
他依靠谁呢？
Who will he rely on?
不再依靠自己的聪明。
No longer on his own intelligence.
不再依靠自己的体力。
No longer on his own strength.
不再依靠自己的经验。
No longer on his own experiences.
主啊，我过去的经验都没有用了。
Oh Lord, all my past experiences were helpless.
我自己几十年骗人诡诈自私的办法都没有用了。
For decades we have been deceptive and all these methods are useless now.
从今天开始。
From today onwards.
我只能惭愧地求告主。
Like a crippled, I will then call upon you.
你怜悯我吧。
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
我的生命在你手中。
My life is in your hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
许多说我们的灵性没有办法荣耀上帝。
Very often we cannot glorify God in our spirituality.
因为我们太多自己的荣耀可以彰显。
Because we have our own glory to manifest.
许多说我们没有办法成为别人的帮助。
Very often we cannot be a blessing to others.
因为我们自己感到我们自己不需要上帝的帮助。
Because we ourselves think we need not have help from God.
所以神把你最夸口、最荣耀、最得意的东西全部抢走以后。
And when God takes away things that you boast most about,
你流着眼泪说主啊。
You will then say to God in tears, O Lord,
从今天我没有什么可靠的。
From today onwards, there's nothing I will rely on.
我没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing I can boast upon.
我只能在你手里求你怜悯我。
I can only call upon your name for your mercy.
这个经验过了以后呢。
And after you have such experience,
太阳上山了。
The sun arised.
然后雅各就过岸去走，要去见以扫。
Jacob then went across the river.
你可以想象。
You can imagine.
太阳正在上山的时候。
As the sun rose.
你会看见影子。
You will see a shadow.
光照下来，那个瘸腿的雅各多么难看的行走。
A very ugly scene of Jacob limping along.
但是上帝说。
And God said.
Now, you are no more called Jacob.
你的名字不再是雅各。
I give you a new name.
我给你一个新的名字。
You are the crown prince of God.
就是上帝的皇太子。
You will be called Israel.
你的名字是以色列。
You are the prince of the Elohim.
你是上帝的太子。
You are the prince of God.
上帝的皇太子。
Because I already with my own hand touch you, teach you to purchase you back.
因为我用我的手亲自的管教你，亲自的抓了你一把。
My chastisement,
我的管教
make you change,
会改变你。
You are now called the Prince of God.
你现在是上帝的王太子。
今天弟兄姊妹们，
This evening, brothers and sisters,
我们还是个很英俊、很健康、很骄傲、靠自己的基督徒。
Are we still a Christian who is very handsome, who just rely on our own self-confidence?
Not in the book.
No,
我不需要这种外表的孩子。
God said, I don't need this type of superficial children.
宁愿你使你瘸腿。
I am willing that you become a cripple.
使你残废。
That you become disabled.
你不再靠自己。
So that you do not rely on yourself.
我才叫你，你是王帝的孩子。
Then I will say, you are the son of the emperor.
你明白了吗？
You understand this?
今天我们做不成上帝的工作。
Today we fail in the work of God.
我们太多可以骄傲的我们的本钱。
Because we have too many things that we rely on our own.
我们今天没有办法把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And today we cannot manifest the glory of God.
因为太多我们的荣耀、我们的成就遮盖了上帝的宝座。
Because there are too much individual glories and successes that will block the throne of God.
当神的使者摸你一把的时候。
When the messenger of God grabbed hold of you.
把你打下来
and he will pull you down,
去预备把王子的身份交给你
and then prepare to give you the status as the prince.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
有许多许多受过神管教鞭打的人
There are many people that have gone through the chastisement of God. They have nothing else to boast upon on earth.
神为他们预备了属灵的能力，属灵的荣耀是超过以前所有的日子。
But God will prepare for them spiritual power and glory far surpassing the past.
请问你肯不肯？
The question is, are you willing?
对主的主啊，
to say to the Lord, O Lord,
求你抓我一把。
May you grab hold of me.
求你亲自管教我。
May you chastise and rebuke me.
求你打掉我所有的傲慢。
May you get rid of all my arrogance.
我要成为你的儿子。
I want to be your child.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.